Welcome to the Freediving Journal, episode 15, Freediver Stories with Ranalina Alim. My name is Donnie. I'm the host of the Freediving Journal and Freedive Cafe podcast. I'm a professional freediving instructor and educator and teach courses and offer workshops and coaching around the world. I'm based on the Egyptian Red Sea in the freediving mecca of the world, Dahab, and you can find more information about the courses and training I offer at freediveandthrive.com. The Freediving Journal podcast is the ultimate source of knowledge and entertainment for the breath hold divers of the world. Join myself and Jordy Duncan and our guests for the latest in freediving news, technique, science, and lifestyle. You can find the Freediving Journal at freediveandthrive.com/journal. The sister podcast to this one is the Freedive Cafe podcast. You can listen to long-form interviews with the world's most interesting freedivers. There are more than 130 interviews recorded over 6 years now. You can find the Freedive Cafe at freedivecafe.com or at freediveandthrive.com. And both podcasts can, of course, be found on all good podcast players. Also check out the YouTube channel, Freedive and Thrive, where you can find lots of video content, including some video versions of the podcasts, including this one. If you want to get a picture of the lovely Rana herself and also some nice images and videos from around Dahab during my time there in the summer, check out this video on the YouTube channel Freedive and Thrive. I did this interview with Rana on my last day in Dahab during my visit this summer. I'm currently in Taiwan, about to head to Thailand for a couple of months, and then I'll be back in Dahab from mid-March, where I plan to do many more of these shorter freediver stories, interviews, and lots of other video content, inshallah. Ranalina Alim is an Egyptian-Norwegian freediver based in Dahab, Egypt. She got herself a new national record in no fins this year at the Seamass Outdoor World Championship. Congratulations to her for that. She's a great girl and super passionate about freediving. Let's head over to Dahab and meet her. Let's dive. Okay, well.
You look very comfortable.
Hey, Rana.
I should be comfortable like you.
Yeah. You can experiment.
Okay.
Welcome to Freediver Stories.
Thank you.
We think this is the name of this segment, but it could change at any moment, okay. As with anything else in my life. So, your name is Ranalina?
Yes, that's
and
correct.
And there's another name on after that?
No, my first name is Ranalina and my last name is Alim.
Oh, okay, Ranalina is your first name. It's the
yeah.
full name.
Yeah.
Ah, okay, that's cool.
So, Rana is my nickname.
Okay. Okay, cool. And tell us where you're from.
Where am I from?
Yeah, this is more complicated than I thought about when I asked that question. Because you're Egyptian,
yeah,
but a little bit more complicated than that.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I have Egyptian roots and also Sudanese roots.
Oh, okay, from Sudan as well. So
yeah.
What side of your family is from Sudan?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather is Sudanese.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
My grandfather is Sudanese and both of my parents are Egyptian, but my father moved there when he was very young to Norway, and same as my mother as well. And they got me there in Norway.
So it's interesting to have you here. I mean, you can tell your own story, but it's nice to be talking to an aspiring Egyptian athlete. I just interviewed Khaled, actually.
Ah, and, cool.
We have a really nice story there. But tell us a little bit about your background. Like, how did you come to discover this world of freediving?
How? Okay, that's simple. I got introduced by Fatima Korok.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the first person to take me to the water.
Where did you meet her in Dahab?
Yeah. She was living in the same place where I was living, which was at a friend of ours. His name is Shadi.
We know Shadi.
Yeah, Shadi. Yeah, the boyfriend of Nancy Gibson. Miss Gibson.
Husband of Nancy.
Husband, sorry. Sorry, Miss Gibson.
Just in case any other guys out there are waiting for their chance, too late.
She's taken.
So PP is very excitable right now. So we try to keep him away from the feet department. So Fatima, and big massive shout out to Fatima, by the way, who's been having an excellent year so far in both Vertical Blue World Championships and then the second World Championships coming up in a couple of weeks. So Fatima just took you fun diving. Was that how you...
Yeah, she told me like I was working back then online. There was during the pandemic time. So I moved here to Dahab in around May 2020. And yeah, everybody was working online back then. And I also got the opportunity to work online. So I was staying with Chadi and I was working online and just enjoying Dahab. And Fatima, I didn't know much about the freediving world at all or even what they were doing. I was never really... I didn't even think about it. So yeah. She told me like, let's go to the water, and I saw them both, Chedi and Fatima, freediving in Eel Garden. It was super beautiful to watch, and I tried to duck dive and do some dives with them, but it was super difficult. But and then the next day she told me like, okay, let's go to the lighthouse. There is some of those mooring lines that we can just use to take you a little bit down, and we did that. And of course I was a bit nervous in the beginning, so she tried to calm me down by playing rock paper scissors with me underwater.
Okay, cool.
We would go down and we would just play, and it was super fun. It was really nice to experience that with him, with her actually.
You're an instructor now.
Yes, so you've fresh new instructor.
You're fresh but professional instructor. You did your instructor course with our good friend Stefan Randig, who is an absolute legend, and he just dropped you off, and he was here yesterday actually. He did another interview for the Free Dev Cafe. So yeah, I can definitely vouch for your qualities as an instructor if Stefan has taken you through that process. I've been training a bit with you in the water, and yeah, it's been really fun being here and diving with you. And
same here.
It's a pleasure. It's great. But not only that, you've gone through into instructor level and that you really want to educate people in free diving, but tell us where you're going next.
I did, before I actually started the instructor course, I did a competition.
That was the one in
Sicily.
Sicily.
Yeah, in the Mediterranean Sea.
So is that the one?
The comp is actually happening right now.
It's happening now, that's right. Lily is there.
No, she's somewhere else.
But she's also in, she's in Corsica.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, okay, well, let's stick to you. Okay,
yeah. So this competition is called the Mediterranean Cup, and it's happening in Cefalù. It's really, really, really beautiful. One of the best experiences that I had, to be honest, just to be taking on off the, with the boat just for 10 minutes, and then we just dive there. And funny fact is that I wasn't aware there is a thermocline, or even actually know what a thermocline is. And they were talking about it, and I was like, oh, what is this? And then the first dive, first warm-up I did, I got to feel this thermocline, and I was like, wow, that's pretty nice, actually. It's really very, very refreshing. So
So if first of all, we apologize if there's some strange sounds coming through the microphone, since PP seems to be determined to play with the microphone cables. But since there might be quite a few people watching and listening to this who actually don't know what a thermocline is, just explain that briefly for the beginners.
So basically is where the water temperature changes at a certain depth, and during or in the Mediterranean Sea, it happens around 15 or 14 meters where you feel a change of 5 degrees. Almost
a big change.
Big jump. Yeah. So it's exactly like being in a sauna and then jumping into a pool. That was the feeling for me, actually.
From a sauna to a pool.
Yeah. So cold.
I've actually never experienced thermocline in my life, so I mean only very very minor ones. But yeah, here it's very common in the Mediterranean and a big challenge for free divers. So and then where do you go next?
Next I go to I'm going to a competition in 12 days, yeah, something like this, in around 2 weeks to Turkey, to the World Championship. Yeah, it's taking place in Kash. Yeah, I'm really, really excited about it. It's going to be my second time to not compete, but to go to Kash. So it would be nice to revisit and be in this beautiful town. It's very similar to Dahab, actually. It's quite small. And yeah, the being around also all those freedivers feels like you're back here.
Yeah, I've heard good things about it. I'd like to visit next year if I'm back here. PP is going to Turkey as well. He's moving there permanently.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's so exciting. I think he knows and he's super excited about it.
Yeah, actually. Lucky cat.
Yeah, he's going to get to go. Hopefully he gets to go outside and chill with all the other cats and maybe he can have some sexy time before they cut his balls off.
I think he prefers to play with people.
Yeah, well, he's as long as he can chew on something, he's happy.
Yeah.
So tell us, like, why do you freedive? What makes this the activity that you want to be your profession and your life?
Yeah, about the profession part that I wanted to, educate other people about freediving is because I would really like to share this lifestyle and the sensations that you get by holding your breath and being underwater for 1 or 2 minutes. It was really life changing for me. I had to change a lot of things to be able to do that I remember even a friend of mine, she became an instructor. She's one of the youngest instructors that I know, Sophie. She's from Seychelles.
Yeah,
and she made a post and tagged few people that we know about why do they freedive, and she tagged me as well. So I answered and I said that I learned to trust myself again. This is how I feel. That I can trust the fact that whatever I would do in or outside of the water would be according to my values, to my standards, and that I will always try to take care of myself. So that's how I felt when I first went to the water and did freediving.
And that's what you want to share with others.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I always come back to this topic of, you know, transformation and personal transformation and the potential for people to change through free diving in a positive way, and that's why I'm into it, trying to change this, trying to fix this broken old machine that is me. slowly replacing the parts with ones that I find in the free diving store. So you're going to compete in Kash, which again is the World Championships. So you'll be competing for Egypt.
And I'll be also. It will be the first time that Egypt goes to the World Championship.
So that's awesome. Yeah. So congratulations and good luck on your dives.
Yes, thank you so much.
We'll all be watching.
I hope to represent.
Don't forget to mention the strappy straps to Jordi when you. It's very important that we share the strappy strap wisdom.
Yes. All my sponsors.
Yeah. Who are your Donnie sponsors, Mac, by the way? I mean, I'm one of your sponsors because I gave you the strappy strap.
Yes. So Donnie Mac is one of my sponsors with the strappy strap. And Amir Suntu Shop. Mm-hmm. He decided to support. So he's helping me out. And I'm also wearing his logo on my wetsuit. So
cool.
It's Amir nice to
Suntu Shop. Is this the big
one? It's a local shop here in
Dahab. With all the bikes outside.
Correct.
The older guy who sits at the door and drinks the gin straight from the bottle.
Yep.
That guy. That's
this
the one.
Guy.
Yeah, okay.
This guy. He's super cool and everybody knows him. And it's nice to get some local support. Mm-hmm. I would aim to get sponsors from bigger companies or and so on, but just to get some local support is very nice as a start.
Yeah, it's nice to to have more Egyptians not involved but visible
exactly
on this scene, because this is the epicenter for free diving in the world, and I feel like it's good to have Egyptians better represented
absolutely
than they are at the moment.
Yeah and Khaled is doing great, and there's other free divers, Mariam Shalen.
Mariam is the one who's unfortunately not going to be able to make it this time.
There is a chance that she might not make it, but I hope she does.
Okay, fingers crossed for her.
Yes.
And then so
it's really nice to really have like a local local dive shop to help out, and like you said, Dahab is the free diving Mecca, and it would be a pity that not Egyptians are involved. So now that it's actually evolving and people are getting more and more interested, the local people like myself and Khaled and Mariam, it's really, really cool. Mm. Really cool stuff for Egypt.
Sure. Mm. When you come back from the World Championships, what's the plan? Are you going to be staying in Dahab?
Yeah, I'll be staying in Dahab and teaching full time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if people want to get in touch with you to maybe do a course or find out more about what you're offering, how do they do that?
I'm working on my Instagram account, and I think this is a really nice tool for people of my age and so on. So I think this is a good place to reach out. So my Instagram is exactly like my name, Ranalina, with extra A in the end. So I think this
Did
will
you
be
have
the
a
first platform.
Website yet?
I'm working on that, but I think for now Instagram is cheap and good.
Okay.
So hopefully in the future there will be a website, but for now this is
All
the
right,
platform
so
that I use.
Somewhere up here right now is going to be Ranalina's Instagram handle. Thank you very much for being so kind to me in my time in Dahab. I think you were the first person that I spoke to.
That's
literally
true.
When I walked in the Dahab Free Diver shop, and you were very friendly, and I couldn't understand anything you were saying because I was so fucking jet lagged and I couldn't concentrate on anything, but everyone has been so nice, and it's nice to meet you and make a friend, and
same here.
I'll be back soon and we'll dive together, and we'll take it from there. So
It's lovely here in Dahab. There is a nice community and people are super friendly and welcoming, so you're a part of it. This is your home. You're just going to go for a trip and
just
come
like
back.
That.
Yeah.
Just going
like
to go
that.
For a trip and come back. If you want to find us, this is where to find us. All right. So that was Ranalina in her Freediver Stories interview. If you like Freediver Stories, please do get in touch and let me know what you think. The best way to do that is through the contact page at freediveandthrive.com. You can also follow me on Instagram, freediveandthrive. And if you have any suggestions or questions, always feel free to get in touch. If you would like to get access to some exclusive content and also support the podcast and support my project to provide the most interesting freediving content on the planet and in the oceans, then please consider becoming a Patreon supporter. You can do that through patreon.com/freedivecafe. And I do believe that from January, there will be an option to do a free trial. So I'll let you guys know about that. But anyway, it's just if you want to help out, you can drop in $1 a month or a couple of bucks a month, buy a copy for me, something like that. Coming up next, we're going to have the News Dispatch, a Christmas special, which will cover the months of November and December with Jordi, of course. And then through the months of January and February, we're going to be getting a heavy dropping of Freedive Cafe interviews. This will be the last run of Freedive Cafe interviews before I take a long break from the Freedive Cafe to work on the transcriptions for the Freedive Cafe episodes. More news about that. All right, until we meet again, dive safe.